One could ask for no more, I suppose. The Al-Qaeda attack on the USA? Well, given that a nation was invaded and occupied using this as an excuse, and that this was done in the name of democracy, let's be both nationalistic and democratic about it. The Saudi Arabian attack on the USA could hardly have offered a greater contrast. Slung between these two wide-reaching levelings, the intervening years held civilization happily, if ignorantly scooped as in a hammock. Sometime about the centre of that sweet trough, Mrs. M and I became lost to each other. We met again, then parted again for the final time, just before the third fall, the fall of Wall Street and the city, the fall of the banks, the fall of the markets, beginning on September the 15th, 2008. Perhaps we all find such coincident placemarks in the books of our lives reassuring. Still, it seems to me that such congruencies, while useful in fixing what one might call one's personal eras within our shared history, are effectively meaningless. Lying here, during all this time after my own small fall, it has become my conviction that things mean pretty much what we want them to mean. We'll pluck significance from the least consequential happenstance if it suits us, and happily ignore the most flagrantly obvious symmetry between separate aspects of